Richie Barnett's wonderful character, former captain of the Kiwis, proud man from the north. I thought it appropriate to reflect on the milestone that's being achieved by Benji Marshall this weekend when he fronts up for a grand final in the South Sydney Strip. What's that, 16 years after his last grand final, which was back in 05, successful there, of course, with the West Tigers, with that audacious flick pass that will long go down in memories of all who have enjoyed NRL grand finals over the years. But here he is, one of the oldest statesmen now, and a chance to do it all over again. Richie Barnett with us to reflect on that. Tēnā koe, Richie.
Tēnā koe.
Good to catch up with you again, Richie. I've been watching you on Treasure Island, mate. Or whatever it is. And, you know, I don't normally watch those programs, but because my mate's on, I'll have a bit of a squizzy. Has that run come to an end now, mate, or where are we at with it?
You can't tell it, mate. It's but I tell you what, it was beautiful up in Ngāti Kuri. So it was awesome. You know, the place, which I can't really
I'm not
but it is beautiful.
Sworn to secrecy. Sworn to secrecy. The outcome.
Stunning.
Yeah, good on you, mate. Oh well, you know, you're looking pretty ripped and brown and tanned, and looks like you still run around the footy field yourself, mate. So. Good on you. I won't ask you to uncover the conclusion of the Celebrity Island, but it's an interesting look. Okay, so here's Benji Marshall, rings up Wayne Bennett, and they have a relationship back there, don't they, from the Kiwis, and says, you know, I think I've got a little bit more to offer, and geez, he's offered a bit more, hasn't he?
He has. I mean, we didn't even point in the direction where he came back to Auckland and tried with the Blues. And, you know, he was probably set up for failure then when he came back to Auckland. They didn't sort of position him right and get him skilled for coming back to rugby. But, you know, and he's gone back and people thought he was out and done and dusted. But Benji, to be brutally honest, I think he, those players... In my mind, he still came through that era where players just understood people really well. And Benji's one of those guys where you know exactly when you go to speak to him, he gives you the time. You know, he's one of those players focused specifically on you and give you the time. So I respect him immensely and just what he's done, you know, through thick and thin, the challenges he had to endure. You know, 16 years ago when he did that flick pass, pressure's on, he changed the game, and he's doing it again at his tender age. So mind-blowing stuff.
Well, and also, you know, like you're very proud of his Taha Māori roots, you know, when you grew up in Ruatoki or down in Tariatua, you know, you're pretty down home, and he learnt some of those amazing skills watching Remus Gentles and the and your touch teams actually used to go down and swoop on the prize money down in Whakatane each year.
Well, exactly. I mean, the touch, you forget about that. Actually, when I was looking at a couple of the photos just recently with Peter Walters and, you know, Frank Bunce and Eric Rush and all the leagues with Marty Clark, Dean Clark, that combination of, you know, when I looked at it and went, those are all my learnings, and he would have come through the same sort of era, same sort of pipeline of experience and learnt his trade, you know, not only in his skill set, which was just ridiculous, but just all the mental side of the game and learnings from that, what you take from it. And you're right, if you go back to home, there's no better levelling field than to go back home and you start at ground zero. You know, you're not bigger than the game, you're not bigger than... You respect people. I think that's the biggest thing that comes out of, in New Zealand, you've got an element of real respect.
Yeah, it's a classic story, isn't it? For those of you who don't recall, you know, back in the day, the Whakatane Touch Tournament early in the year was the go-to, and all the top guns, including Richie Barnett and those guys that he just mentioned, they would go down there, and here's this 15-year-old kid modelling himself on some of their moves. Next thing you know, he's at Keebra Park High School, which is a great breeding ground for young league talent. And at 17, Tim Sheens, who was the then coach of the West Tigers, gave him a shot in topside. And the story unfolds from there 16 years later. It might even be more than that. He's still there. But he's not cruising, is he? Because he can offer a great deal, not the least of it, the way he mentors other young players, Richie.
Yeah, I think that is probably the biggest value I reckon that he brings. He's been through it all, you know, when he changed the game immensely with that pass. And to be honest, I think he mentions it, that he goes, that's what all kids do in New Zealand, you know, that flick pass. When you look at it, you go, well, that's just the pass that we normally do. But you bring it out in the big stage where league was so structured, and then this kid comes through and absolutely changes the game. His patience with people, I think, and his world view that he brings to people. He's got time, and he delivers all the learnings and the challenges he had. And there's no better guy who could articulate that better than Benj. And I think he's held so highly in the NRL because of the type of person he is.
And we've seen him on TV too. He's a slick presenter. He's very articulate, communicates his thoughts extremely well, doesn't he, Richie? And, you know, throw into that, lifelong love of the game. Feels a shame that it will be his last game. We're all assuming it will, but crikey, I know a mob who could do with some sort of tour kind of mentor. Well, they used to be here, but they're not anymore. Maybe Cameron George should be thinking about a year from the old guy.
Yeah. I mean, you're getting very that similar trait, you know, with Sean coming back into it. So you've got very similarities in some way that he comes back home, Sean, and now he is, you know, with a number of years under his belt, coming back to the Warriors to hopefully patience in the game and his understanding at a senior level, which is probably what they do need. But I'm intrigued to see how that rolls out. But Benji's one of those guys that fascinates me because he's just hung in there. And now with South being that side that one of the foundation clubs, you know, and their support base is so huge, again, they get to tackle that again. There's no bigger side in the comp with a supporter base than South.
It's going to be a wonderful game. Hey, you would have played with Benji, wouldn't you, Rich?
No, I don't think I did.
Can't recall.
He's
36 and you're 42.
50.
Are you 50, bro?
I'm 50, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. Yeah. Is that right? Oh, well, you're looking in good nick for a 50-year-old bloke. In fact, you're looking good nick for a bloke. Good on you. I can understand why you wouldn't have crisscrossed paths with Benji, but we'll all be proud of him as he takes the field in the grand final. Are you backing the South Sydney boys to knock over the Panthers?
Well, I'm actually heading more towards Penrith, to be honest, because of Ivan. I played with Ivan at the Roosters, and his son was a Sacred Heart boy, which my son goes to Sacred Heart College, and he was at the school there for a while, and yes, I back Ivan. I just I've got immense respect for Ivan in a big way. We're both centres at the Roosters, and basically how he's conducted the way coaching and his son Nathan is exactly how he's modelled it off his dad. He's just a consummate professional, and he's just patient, and it is mind-blowing how good this boy is. Cleary is next level.
He sure is, but let's be reminded too that Nathan Cleary, one of the top guns in the NRL, learnt his base craft here, running up against our big brown boys and honing his kicking skills, his passing skills, all of it done here. How old was he when he went over to Oz? He was probably in his early or mid-teens by the time Ivan returned home, wasn't he?
Yeah, it would have been because he was at Sacred, and he would have been, I think it might have been the second year. Yeah, 10, 11? 10, yeah, 11, yeah. And so, yeah, he would have learnt a lot. And just knowing his parents too, they're just very grounded people, very well respected. So you can see where that's how he's modelled that.
Yeah, and he's he got genetics from Roger Ramjet too with that chin.
Yeah, I know.
Hey,
I know.
He's amazing.